Can anybody out there tell me if vanilla wafers? No, Dave. Not vanilla wafers. These are delicious.
That social media match.
Still didn't record it.
You're terrible.
Terrible.
You know what's going to make me better? Dave?
Yeah. Lowell Farms.
Look at these things, Omar. The future of weed.
Oh, they're like weed cigarettes.
Yeah, they are. Oh, wow. But not only weed cigarettes, there is a quarter ounce of weed in here. Each joint makes...
Balling right there.
Total, you're rolling around. Oh, I got a quarter ounce of weed on me in a little box.
So how much is that worth?
Quarter ounce street value is about $240.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah.
Damn.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. Oh, is that me or the mic?
Oh, it's, I think, this whole station, maybe.
Really? Bean, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, but...
Do we sound all honked up?
Chip has just been battling demons in that control room this morning. Apparently, we got a lot of things honked up.
Yeah.
How does that happen? What the hell, right? So, Chip, you come in Monday morning. Mm-hmm. This is post-weenie roast.
Yes.
And what's happening? What's happening? Because I was able to pull audio from the 5 a.m. hour early on. There were some commercials that sounded just like that and some commercials that sounded fine.
So what happens is when I come in, we have the board in the studio, but we switch the settings from a normal, you know, jock or overnight board op shift to ours because we have some inputs that we need that they have. And
just a different format.
We have a different format.
Right.
So I hit the legal ID. And I must have switched over the controls just around that time. And okay. Right when the Chili Pepper song started, it started sounding like crap.
So before then,
it was fine? Yeah.
And are you sure of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
so,
when the Chili Pepper started,
yeah.
That's when S went.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So God's trying to tell us something.
Right?
So somebody hates the Chili Peppers.
So one of my, you go through a lot of troubleshooting things as the board op. And
yeah.
First, it's like, okay, reset the AV system, which is our system that plays the songs and the commercials. But I can't do that until I'm not using that anymore, so I had to wait until I'd go into a replay, reset it. Don't know if it works or not until I go into another commercial. Same thing happened.
Okay.
However, the top four decks,
mm-hmm.
It would sound like crap. The bottom four decks, it was fine. So I knew, okay, moved everything to the bottom, fine. So we just thought it was just the audio.
Top four audio,
yeah,
right.
Just for anything with spots and commercials.
Right.
It'd be a pain in the ass because it's nice having all eight, but it's something you can deal with until Rick can come in and fix it. Or
right.
We didn't know that the processor computer for the top four decks is also tied to the mics.
Okay.
So we didn't know that.
So you guys thinking, you guys are going to be cool in the gang.
Yeah,
we think
it's going to be fine.
Just,
like,
right.
Okay, these four things have gone to crap,
yeah.
But we still have...
Yeah, you could work with four decks.
Yeah.
No problem.
And then... All they crack the mics and then it sounds like crap. So then what I have to do, we have a backup studio down the hall.
Right.
So once I know that, okay, we can't use this, I got to run down and I got to leave Kevin by himself, which is a bad idea.
Right.
I got to run down to Studio O and get that set up so we can switch over during a commercial break.
And then we're in studio till about 8 a.m. and then we're able to switch back. And they still, I talked to Rick after that show and there's still no answer.
Yeah, like something happened when the board switched over.
Right.
But they can't pinpoint
what. But they don't know what.
So they don't know how to fix it. It could happen again. It was just a fluke. Like.
So when Rick went in there, miraculously, everything was working okay.
Yeah,
right?
He had to go in and he must have reset something or reset the processor or something.
Right,
something.
It was fine.
Well, yeah. What he did was he just turned the show control back over. He just flipped it again.
Oh, he just flipped
really?
The formats.
So, yeah,
so we went back to regular
and then
to the Kevin
back.
Bean Morning Show
That's
format.
That's all he did.
That's
yeah,
all
so,
he did.
So we didn't,
wow.
Yeah, so sorry, so to go back, we didn't pinpoint that it was the show control
okay.
until he did that.
Right.
So that, but
okay.
That was the catalyst of what made that magic on Monday morning.
Goddamn computers,
and
man.
And the best part is, like, everyone seemed hungover still from Weenie Roast. Mm. It was 2 days before prior, so I'm running around and everyone's, like, super slow. I'm like, Kevin, anyone.
That sucks.
I'm so glad I don't do that job anymore.
Yeah, I did that job, and I've had a couple of instances that happened kind of like that, where you go through and reset everything, but it was usually Beans ISDN that would give me the most more issues. Never anything to this extreme. This is definitely the most extreme example of the ass hitting the fan when you first come in Monday morning.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally had to rebuild the studio. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
and I've had to do it before, like, but like on like an easy shift, like a holiday when no one else is here, like not during a show.
Right.
Like, It was super fun. I highly recommend it. We should do it again.
Let's hear a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh,
I think we sound good.
I will say that whatever it is, if this helps diagnose it, whatever it is you guys are hearing, I am not hearing, you sound fine to me.
Oh, no. It sounds like this in the car coming over. All the songs sounded like this. Yeah.
Which, when I heard Ali say that, I was like, no, it didn't. Because I was listening to The Offspring driving in. I was like, no, the song sounded fine.
Yeah, I heard a AAA commercial that sounded like doo-doo. It sounded like that. And then The Killers right after it. And it was fine.
It's weird. Bean sounds fine to me.
Well, it's a whole different system. Yeah,
I'm not the same.
That's magic, dude. It's so K-Rock, right? So K-Rock. All right, thanks, Chip, for the insight on that.
No problem.
That was a big cluster F.
Bye. Jesus good job, Christ. Chip. Good job. You handled that well.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, you did. Speaking of weenie roast, how was everybody's weenie roast?
Good.
The one thing I took away from the weenie roast is that Muggs has some sexy legs.
Thank you, Omar.
And everybody was just giving him so many props on his extreme jeans.
Roadies, vendors,
I'm not kidding, Dave. There was a roadie like in awe of Beer Mug that he had those jeans. He really did believe that they were the $170 jeans.
And he was rocking them.
And he was like, bro, that's awesome. Like totally way into it. And I'm just shaking my head like,
Beer Mug
should have
just dropped trowel more and just gave him the jeans there.
You guys want to hear the funny part of the whole thing? Not even me wearing those ridiculous pants. Me having to actually work during that. Me going to edit interviews or edit some of the performances, talk to our head engineers and our bosses and everything like that, and just play it off like, oh, yeah.
For people that don't know what we're talking about, describe these jeans that you wore, Muggs, and your outfit.
Well, if you search extreme jeans on Google, you will see pretty much what are the seams of the jeans. It has the zipper part and the pockets and the seams going all the way down to the ankle. And they sell these nonsensical things for $168.
And where'd you get yours from?
I got mine do-it-yourself style at Ross. I financed the whole operation. assistant producer Christine actually crafted them because I would have done terrible at that. So yeah, $10, boom, you can have $168 extreme couture jeans.
No, but the funny thing about Beer Mug and Saturday was he's changing, right? He's changing a little behind the scene. And Mount Joy comes in.
Oh, changing. I thought you were saying he was changing as a person.
No.
I was like, he's changing his clothes. Okay. No. Never mind. I don't know where my head's at, dude. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
That was good.
Okay.
He's changing into these jeans. So he's pulling his pants down. Yeah. He's in his underwear. And putting on these, not even jeans, they're just the outline. And Mount Joy just comes in and rushes the area because we're going to interview him next. And so they're looking at him like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, because the reason there was
everybody, this weirdo
doing? And everybody's looking at him, taking video. And
because for some reason, I don't know why, I had to not reveal what I was wearing before.
Well, because you're a fashionista.
Right. I had to keep it like under wraps.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go like down into the pits of StubHub Center to like change and then be escorted back and people already see me in these things. I wanted to wait until Kevin and Allie and Dave brought me up on stage so I could premiere these awesome jeans.
There's got to be an unveiling.
So I had to literally get behind a bike barricade with Weenie Roast banners by the autograph table. And as I'm carefully taking off each pant leg to put these pants on, Mountain Joy walks in, as Dave said, and I think it was their tour manager or their publicist was like, "What is going on right now? Are we getting punked? Are we getting punked?"
He didn't say how much.
That's what I would have said. That'd have been sweet.
Yeah, like, would it?
Because I had nothing on. I would have been arrested had that barricade fallen down, or worse. The whole thing that I was, the general public was on the other side.
Why, you weren't naked?
I was, and I was naked at one point.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a good sport, man. That's awesome. What about the show, guys? I took off because my little one was feeling under the weather, and I wanted to put her to bed on time. So after we did that final onstage around 6, I was home by 7:30.
Well, here's the thing. Like, every year at Weenie Roast, I get to see less because I think I'm just doing more.
Yeah.
So I only got to see like the first 20 minutes of Blink and hear what AWOL Nation sounded like right before we brought up the war on drugs, because AWOL Nation was just about finishing. I didn't see much of the show.
How was editing Blink? Because that was one of your jobs, is that you had to edit the song performance. How was that?
That I had more anxiety about editing Blink than I did ever putting my extreme jeans on in the middle of public.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, you know, I know most of the Blink songs. And granted, going into it, I was like, you know, Tom's not in the band anymore, so I think that immature factor is kind of out of it. So he's not like going to say what he used to.
Right.
Be like, you know, oh, my hurts, you know, or whatever.
Right.
So as far as like the songs, I was sort of nervous and anxious.
The way they kind of like planned everything out is that one person was in charge of the first part of the performance, and another person was in charge of the last part.
So I was there early just to make sure I was at my post, you know, so because I didn't want to leave him hanging. I watched him. He edited out a total of 14.
Okay.
When my shift came along the second half hour, one I had it edited.
Oh,
out.
Wow.
I don't know.
And that's crazy.
And it was, damn it. That was the part.
Really?
Here, you know, did you hear she her? That was it. I was like, I'm out.
Wow. Did they do that? Did they do that Mother's Day song?
No.
No.
But they did, the seven dirty words you can't say on television.
Yeah.
We didn't even air that because that whole thing, had we, that would have just been in reverse.
That would have been pretty funny.
We didn't edit that. But overall, I only had one to edit, which is awesome. Great. That's
unlike great. Omar right now.
Yeah, right now. I'm just,
by the way, I've heard,
having to bleep all this stuff. Yeah. Hey, but how about this, guys?
What about the B Team? What kind of stupid name is that?
That's sweet.
Why are WWE wrestlers ripping us off? What is that?
We're trendsetters, bro.
Yep. Do you know what that? Do you have any more? Who those wrestlers guys are?
Not one clue.
You don't have, okay. No.
But get Vince McMahon on the phone right now.
Seriously,
you need to have a talking to.
Thank you for people who tagged us in.
Yeah,
you know, they're like, hey, they're ripping you guys off. I mean, we didn't, you know.
Maybe their intro sounded like this.
But yeah, for sure, they should.
Come along now, take a ride with the B Team. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B Team. Yeah! The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team.
Baby! I'm really excited, you guys, today because on the list, I see Kevin in Vegas.
Yeah, this is we teased it last episode that we were going to talk about Kevin in Vegas, and Kevin is amazing in Vegas.
Anytime Kevin's in Vegas.
We're going to Vegas. Out. We're going to Vegas this weekend.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, you guys
stories.
Are going to EDC.
Yeah.
And you guys got invited personally by Pasquale the Man, the guy who runs the entire show. You guys are going to be partying in his little VIP cabana section.
In his riser, which is the best view in the house. It's going to be crazy. So excited.
So you'll have some stories for next show.
Yep, hopefully. Or I won't remember any.
So speaking about Weenie, Allie got to interview Weenie Band, Blink-182, and she is... very professional. So at the beginning of the Weenie Rose, she had a couple of cocktails, and then we did an on stage. And she asked Kevin, "It's like, hey, dude, I'm not going to be there for Blink-182 because you know I want to kind of like hang out with my friends." She had buddies that wanted to see Panic really bad. I want to continue to have a good time, and I don't want to look like a fool in front of Blink-182. And turns out that she's a trooper. Kevin told her, "You know what? I'll lead the interview." Good for Kevin, by the way.
Yeah.
But just continue to party, continue to have a good time.
Keep drinking were the instructions.
And this is what happened.
But also, you guys are posting videos like, oh, we're rehearsing for the Weenie Roast. And we're like, it's a goddamn Weenie Roast. Mm-hmm. You guys are Blink-182. What are you doing? Like, but then it occurred to us, oh, I guess bands really rehearse for different festivals and different situations, which we just thought, okay, you do the same old thing every time.
That sounds like me when I'm sober, asking interview questions.
That's pretty magic.
She was so bubbly and like jumping around.
She was having a great time.
Looking at Matt Skiba, I think she wants to bang him. You know?
You think?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And, you know, Mark, she asked Mark a question, and then Mark started talking, and he's like, whatever, Mark, the focus is on Travis. Everyone likes Travis. We just look at Travis, and Mark's like, oh, okay.
It was pretty funny, but Bean had the idea, or somebody told me, I think, Allie said it was her idea, then Bean's like, no, I came up with it. But that question was very reminiscent of Kevin's terrorist situation question, which is one of the probably top five moments with of all time.
Yeah.
which probably all five Kevin holds. And Bean had the brilliant idea of mashing those two together, and this is some of the magic that I worked.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is.
But also, you guys are posting videos like, oh, we're rehearsing for the weenie roast. And we're like,
It must be, you know, infallible word of God.
You guys are Blink 182.
Or, you know, and terrorists.
What are you doing? Like, but then it occurred to us.
You know, situations or UFOs.
Oh, I guess bands really rehearse for different festivals and different...
It's unidentified. Yeah.
...situations, which we just thought, okay, you do...
It must be alien. You go, no.
The same old thing every time.
It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
How scared must Allie be that that's so similar to Kevin's?
All right, no. Right? See, I wouldn't be scared, though, because she was drunk at least. Kevin was that was on the air in the morning.
Yeah,
maybe he was
true.
Drunk.
That's true.
Oh, maybe
that's true. Still good times either way.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into remember this. We're going to remember that time Kevin, or
one of the times Kevin was so drunk in Vegas.
Remember this. Remember this.
This was during the time period that myself, DJ Omar Khan, was running the board on Kevin and Bean, and I was never allowed to go to any of the fun places.
Yeah.
I would seriously get super bummed out that I wasn't able to go. And so, Dave, you're going to have to fill in the blanks here.
All right.
Let's see where this starts.
Ralph, am I wrong about this? Does Kevin not remember the magic? He may have a different perspective on it. He may have a different memory of what it was like.
We're not going to play that now, are we?
What'd you do Sunday night, Kevin? How late were you out, Monday night? How late were you out Monday night before Tuesday morning show?
You know what's funny about that? And I can't, for the life of me, understand how this happened. But Sunday night, I didn't sleep a wink. I was up all night, right. Just went straight to the remote and worked on Monday.
That show.
You drank about 5 a.m. and then we were on the air about 5:30.
And right? I was in way worse shape on Monday than I was on Tuesday because I got, I don't know, 2 hours of sleep or something. But Tuesday, I was slurring like a crazy man, and I didn't know why.
You said
because I was
your
in
mouth
much
was dry.
Because I was in much worse shape on Monday
but
than I was on Tuesday.
Day two of a 2 day bender. You're always going to be in worse shape. Doesn't matter how much sleep you had or what you drank. You're on the second half of a long weekend.
And all I remember is a couple of times thinking, "Wow, I just really slurred that. I don't feel drunk. I don't feel like I should be slurring." But when
you're
I opened my mouth,
a sober man trapped in a drunk body. That's what it was.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you.
You may be being too hard on yourself. We do have some tape from yesterday morning when we came on the air.
Maybe we're
let's
wrong.
Not do this.
Maybe we don't remember it right. Maybe
now,
you're right.
The first thing I know is that when we open the show, we have this big intro for folks who are listening at 5:30, and it ends with, and now here's our feature production, right? And then you're not there. There's no Kevin at all, right? So I start talking, and I open up the show and welcome everybody and start talking about it. And then you come running in like a man possessed, plop down in your chair, reach over and grab the water right out of my hands and start chugging
not.
It.
Yeah,
and start chugging it.
It was take his water.
Let's hear the tape. That's
wait,
the
help yourself
wow.
To my water, by the way.
I don't care.
Oh, my God.
That's wait, help
wow.
Yourself to my water, by the way.
I don't care.
Go ahead and help yourself to my water. I don't care. You can get more. You can get more.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did. So we're looking at Kevin, and we're like, dude, what's up? Then this happens. Kevin, what about today's show?
I don't know. I just got here.
Yeah. Sound familiar? Any of this sound familiar to you?
You're honest.
Sure, yeah.
At least you don't try to pretend you know what you're doing when you're loaded. That's when you're sober, you try to keep all the balls in the air.
Look, who can pretend like they've got it all together less than me?
I don't know what's going on today's show. What are you looking at me for?
Just got here. My favorite one was when we were coming out of the song, and there's no audio for this, but it was just Kevin usually, when we come out of a song, will say you're listening to Kevin and Bean show. He just had no time for it and just went, and just pointed at Bean, just kind of sloppily pointed at him. As if, you go, I'm not doing it, no.
Come on.
All right, let's go on.
Come on, people.
Let's say hello to Kevin's wife, the lovely Melissa is on the line right now. Melissa, seriously, you're lucky we brought your husband back alive from this one.
I don't really care that you brought him back.
Hey, how dare you?
So get this, so he doesn't call me the whole time you guys are there, right?
Right.
And it's not like we have small children or anything or any reason to check in.
Sure.
So I figure I'll do what I always do. I go online and I pull up his credit card and I can figure out where he is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, who knew that?
Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah. The credit card police.
You have to understand when you're married to Kevin that you have desperate means, you know?
Come on.
So I see a $2,000 charge for a strip club.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Wait.
This, guys, this was Party Bus.
This is Party Bus?
This is Party Bus.
Is this the start of Party Bus, Kevin?
This is the start of Party Bus, Kevin.
Oh, no way.
And I think to myself, $2,000? Well, maybe dinner. It was a big buffet.
Those?
Yeah, because strip clubs are known for their meals, Melissa.
Those girls need to make a living too, people.
And you know, and I know you're a giver, Kev, and
thank
I,
you.
I love that about you.
Thank
but,
you. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye now.
What kind of shape was he in by the time he got home? Was he all right?
Let me tell you about when he got home last night. I had a beautiful dinner, Valentine's all laid out. It was gorgeous. I spent all day doing it. He comes in the house, he goes, I got to work, and then I got to go to bed. And he didn't even talk to me or anything. He just
I sat and watched curling.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You romantic bastard.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, maybe he missed me, but obviously with the $2,000, and then when I brought that to his attention, he goes, it was for Dave. It was for the guys. I didn't do it.
Right.
Sure. You're right.
So it throws you under the bus. That's funny.
I heard Kevin was sitting in the parking lot just waiting for them to have their fun, and when they came out, he was going to drive them back to the hotel.
Thank you, Ralph. Yeah. Thank you.
How much is a lap dance?
$2,000.
I think a lap dance is about 50, but you got to remember how many they got.
Right.
Well, how many? Dave, Kevin just get them all?
Dave, then when you're in the champagne room, you know, you got to buy all the champagne for the girls, and then you got to buy their thongs and stuff for them.
Oh, sure. I remember now, finally. You know what happened to stupid bald Brad, our friend?
Brad, it's always Brad.
We were sitting in a certain location, and and so then I go to the bathroom, and I come back, and they move to another booth. And the waitress comes up to me and she says, oh, by the way, for sitting here, this bottle of, I don't even know what it was $400. And I looked at Brad and I said, what's going on? And he said, oh, just take care of it.
Why didn't Brad throw this card? Why are you diamond calves?
Because I was
loaded. He was an easy mark, Melissa. That's why. He was an easy mark.
All right.
Come home and you explain to your children why they're not going to college because daddy was buying lap dances.
I am not. Hey, listen, those girls need to go to college too. They're all working their way through college.
Melissa, I'm delighted that you called. I want you to turn the radio back on because we have a couple more quick clips we need to play before we run out of time, okay?
I don't want to hear them.
No, okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. Happy Wednesday. All right, real quick, what happened next yesterday?
World's largest, following here, world's largest Mr. T collection.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that complex concept across to our radio listeners, Kevin.
Follow me now.
Follow me. Largest.
I didn't think I sounded that way. I mean, I thought I sounded that way a little bit, but I didn't think I sounded anything that extreme.
And then finally, one more.
So we got that coming up today, too, and a whole bunch more, and we're going to do the Ralph Showbiz beat. When we get back on K-Rock.
Oh, come on. How are you going to treat a brother like that?
All right. Now it's all coming back to me now.
All right, Dave.
This is...
Break it down for
Caesar's
us.
Caesar's Palace swinger singles party,
okay.
Right?
Is this the one where he took the...
He took a scale.
Yeah, what a dick.
He bought a scale, brought it to the party, felt like a dick, dumped the scale, right?
Right.
So then we went out. Yeah, Beer Mug was there.
You were there too?
I was.
What?
Yeah, so he doesn't want, like, we have a giant group, and he's all like, hey, let's just get a bus. So that we took a bus, and people were pole dancing. Yeah, Super Steve is pole dancing, and that's where Party Bus came. Because all he kept saying was, Party Bus, Party Bus, Party Bus.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, and so we get back, and this is when Ralph said, hey, keep him out all night. So we did, so we kept drinking all night. And that's why he kept saying, Stupid Dave, because I kept saying,
let's keep it going.
Kevin was going hard on vodka Red Bulls.
Yeah, so we get back, and on the way to the broadcast, I don't know what was in Kevin's mind, but he's like, don't let security see me. So he's barrel rolling in the hallways to, like, avoid security.
Right.
Until we got to the broadcast.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, but Bugs, weren't we like 30 minutes before the broadcast eating burgers?
Yes, we were eating burgers in the Caesar's Palace restaurant, lobby restaurant.
Yeah, just...
And Kevin's Kevin's still drinking vodka Red Bulls at this point, and it's like 4:30 in the morning.
It's amazing. Amazing.
Oh, I miss that in Vegas, Kev. When we broadcast now, we're all like, by the way, I was like a phone up at that time, so I didn't have any responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I was just like, let's go, let's have a good time. Yeah. Now it's like, all right, we got to get up. I got to be up by this time.
and to give Kevin mad credit and not to single him out in any way, that $2,000 was for a lot of people.
It was for a lot of people.
By the way, God bless Melissa. Yeah. Let's give her a big round of applause.
God bless Melissa, too.
How much does she have to deal with Kevin? Oh, my God. Imagine being married to him. That's amazing.
She knew how to check his credit card. You're an amazing woman, Melissa. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that was a good time, and oh, man, I can't wait to see
what we played. That was the start of Party Bus Kevin.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. I want to do some inbox?
Sure.
Ooh, baby, baby, we're gonna check the inbox. Baby, baby, we're not talking fart box. Baby, baby, we're not talking cat's box. Baby, baby, we're gonna check the inbox.
All right, we're calling this the inbox, but we're also gonna kind of shout out all the people that have hit us up on socials via Twitter or Instagram to all our personal accounts. Mine is DJ Omar Khan, and Beer Mug's yours is...
beermug@caroq.com.
Nope, and that's an email.
No, on all socials I'm talking
about. Sorry.
On all my socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, just DJ Omar Khan. Yours, Mug?
My socials are @caroqbeermug.
And I'm KROQKOM.
So yeah, if you ever have a question about the B team, you could hit us up on our socials. I prefer email just because it's easier to organize. I apologize if I've gotten an email from you and I haven't responded or I haven't read it. I've deleted it.
Or if you read it.
Or if I read it because I read it poorly. Yeah, for sure. So this first one comes from Arturo Lopez, and this is pretty cool. Hey, B team and Beer Mug, longtime listener. I love your guys' podcast. I listen to you guys first before Kevin Bean is even uploaded. Thank you for that. That's a very common thread with all our listeners.
Really?
Because this is kind of like, you know, a little special treat. So whenever we upload an episode, that actually makes us feel pretty good that they upload and listen to us first rather than the Kevin Bean regular podcast. It says, anyways, in Dave's voice, I think it's been 3 times now that I've heard how janky your van is. I'm a manager of Firestone Complete Auto Care, and I love to offer you guys a free oil change, tire rotation, and a complete vehicle inspection. And see if your company wants to pay for any of the repair work. How janky is our van, Beer Mug?
Listen, Arturo?
Yep.
Thank you for your kind services, and thank you, Firestone, but you guys do not want to touch this van.
It'll fall apart?
Yeah, you don't want to waste your time on it. It's in need of serious help.
Wow, I don't want him to touch it. I want it as janky as it is.
All right, well, sorry, Arturo. We want it as janky as possible. he is saying that any B-Team or Kevin and Bean fans that head down to the Firestone in Reseda will get 10% off if they mention this.
What?
So, hey, we're saving people money over here. By the way, this is a good point to point out that we don't have a goddamn sponsor.
I know. This sucks.
And this sucks because, you know, it's not like we're making we're not making any dough now, but even when we had a sponsor, we weren't making a lot of money. We were getting some,
but it's a nice little scratch, you know?
So our sales department blows. So what we're going to do is, hey, if you have anything you want sponsored and you have some scratch to throw us. Yeah, scratch.
We're gonna call it some scratch.
Some squilla.
Squilla.
Hit us up. Hit Dave up here. Beer Mug up. If you think that the B team is a good sponsor for you, is a good place to advertise.
And can you imagine Omar reading your spot?
You'll get a funny song out of it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take it upon ourselves to get some advertising.
Yeah, we're our own salespeople.
Yeah.
Now.
So hit us up. We have a breakdown coming out of some of the analytics about the downloads and all that.
So luckily right now we're doing about over 100K a month.
Okay, so there you go. 100,000 downloads, and you're not going to have to pay us a lot of money. Here's another one. Oh, this one has some audio to accompany. This one says, Dear Omar, I have a question for the B-Team podcast. What's the story behind the short-lived podcast you recorded with Sam, the Armenian comedian? Whose idea was it, and why did he do it, and why did Omar get stuck doing it with him? That's from K-Rock listener Thomas. Well, Thomas, I think... it was my own idea because I just wanted to mess with Sam.
And you're the only one who can handle him.
Other than Lightning and Kevin on the air. Kevin, doesn't want to do with any of Sam's shenanigans off the air. No. But I find him very entertaining to a certain point.
Yes.
You know, and it was pretty mind-blowing on how much I could mess with him. And here's a couple of examples.
Crank call him good, though. Yeah. Crank call him good. Yeah.
Programming, this is Guillermo.
David, please.
Oh, who is this again?
David, please.
Who is this?
This is Crank calling.
Who is this again?
What a dumbass. What? This is Crank calling. Are you kidding me?
Do you have more or is that it?
I have some more. I don't know what this is. All right. Let's just listen and see whenever you guys want me to stop.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to say the name of the show at any time? This is your intro to your show.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, baby, why don't you get on the groove on the Army Comedian Variety Show. Get on the bone. Why don't you give my some your meat?
Jesus, right?
I think you should start it up again.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah,
Let me try to find this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna tell a joke.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Why am I?
What? I forgot. I had this. I would call it the comedy llama.
Yeah.
Why am I? Why Michael Jackson?
That's a comedy llama. Just if you were wondering what that was.
Oh. Why Michael Jackson?
Dude, that was throwing him off.
Yeah, Sam
doesn't ever get thrown off. That llama was just making him start and stop. I love it.
Let's see this one.
Can I sing a song called You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker?
You said Cocker.
Yes.
You understand why that's funny, right?
Because my accent, huh?
Oh my God, what a dummy.
He's dumb. This is going to be great for radio.
Okay.
Awesome.
Pick a number in your mind, don't tell me.
5.
No, I said don't tell me.
Oh, okay.
You have a number?
4.
In your mind.
Okay.
You have a number?
2.
In your mind, I said.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell me, just keep it in your head.
Okay.
Are you that...
He was really getting frustrated with me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a good time.
Yeah, that was mainly for you, not for him.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Omar, when we were doing a Doto podcast, and we had Sam as a guest, and he wanted to, beat up Doto?
That's right.
No, this is my show. And they're like, no, Sam, it's his. You're the guest. No, F that. And he, stormed out.
They were like, no, I'm the star of the show.
Yeah.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Doto or Sam?
Doto.
No, I think Sam would.
No, Sam's all super old now.
Yeah, but Sam, I think he would get angry, and then adrenaline would take over, and he would actually know how to punch him and beat him down. And Doto would just cower and be like, ah,
really?
Yeah, that's and then
crazy.
You know,
I just
Doto
pictured all that in my head.
Yeah, and then Doto wouldn't be able to see straight, so he would miss. And
jackass.
I'm so glad I asked that.
All right, this was originally sent to Lightning, but it was forwarded to me because Lightning is dead.
R.I.P. Lightning.
It says, another day, another question. Thanks for all you guys that are doing the podcast. I learned how to listen to podcasts because of your show. Last summer, I couldn't even spell podcast. I am an early morning driver. I usually get to work before 6 o'clock. I can remember when the show would start at 5:30 on the dot. Now it seems to be on a sliding scale. I thought it was to allow Kevin to arrive, but he still misses the opening from time to time. Was there another reason or another variable for the start time? Dave, can you speak to this?
Well, ever since I've been on the show, it was always 5:34 to 5:38.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just whenever the songs would run out, you know, when it was go time. That's true that Kevin would always have to play another song because Kevin wasn't there. And I think Bean just said, F it. We're going to start at 5:34. And that's when, you know, if he's there, he's there. If he's not, he's not. Then they would start without him, and they'll be like, Kevin?
Yeah, but I think they try to shoot for 5:34.
When I was the board op, it was the very end of our syndication days, and you had to hit at 5:30 exactly.
Oh.
So
All right, maybe that's what it was.
During that time, there was a lot of no Kevin at the beginning.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, a lot of no Dave, too.
That was from listener Jim. Thanks, Jim. This next email is from Leo Hernandez. I was wondering whose idea for the segment Great News was. The Kevin Bean Show always makes me laugh, but this segment makes me feel great inside. Corny? Yeah, I know.
That was Ally McKay. You know, she thought that, you know, there's always so much crap. All we report on is terrible crap on the news, that why not find these stories that are out there of people doing good things, and we should all bring one in, and that would be the segment called Great News.
There's so much depressing news on local news.
That's part of it.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
This guy was shot here. That guy was shot there. This guy was run over, and there was two child abductions. Have a good day.
You ever wonder, why is it that way? Don't people want to hear good news? Because you're right. It's like 100% bad news. Yeah. And then there's weather really and sports.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like they should call it the bad news with weather and sports.
Yeah, dude.
Because there's no, they never report on anything positive.
Yeah, I mean, NBC does Life Connected every Sunday, which is like kind of like a great news story.
Mm.
But I fast forward through because I don't care.
Yeah.
But it, you know what? Just because I think it's what people want to see. They want to see the violence, know what's going on, like knowing about the bad part, knowing about like the car crashes and
that's the stuff
die.
That
like,
I don't
domestic
find,
violence.
I don't find compelling to, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to hear about it. I mean, because I know it exists.
Yeah.
So to be inundated from day to day with that news is dumb. Like, why?
Yeah, you know? I love watching the news, but I do fast forward because I record it and watch it later. I do fast forward anytime there's like a child death or something
it's
really
brutal,
sad.
Brutal, man.
Like,
brutal.
I don't need to see that.
Right.
Yeah, I'll stick to the car chases. And,
car chases are awesome. Don't get me wrong.
The
that's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this next one is from Josh. Gentlemen, first, you guys are awesome, and thank you for keeping the B team rolling after Lightning hit the road. Second, I am freaking out as a bit that I know I emailed Lightning a while back was played. You guys actually featured the segment. Was this just coincidence, or was it that we're in sync with each other? Of course, I am talking about Kevin and Bean crossing the Mexican border. Thank you so much for playing it. You guys are awesome. Kevin and Bean and the B team are the highlight of my day. Josh. Well, yeah, we're in sync, dude. I guess.
Kind of like when girls sync their schedules, like, you know, PMS.
Yeah.
That's us and him.
You listen to this show long enough, we're all going to get synced up, dude. It says, this next one is from Angie Estrada. It says, hi, Omar. My daughter accidentally changed the speed for my iTunes podcast to half speed. I just listened to your latest podcast, and I cannot stop laughing. I needed that after a long day of work. Keep up the good work, Angie.
They did our podcast in half speed?
Yeah. So maybe in the next episode, we could take a little segment, maybe of me not reading something else and slow it down. Because
no,
I feel like I'm
reading,
already
yeah.
on slow motion reading yeah. these emails. All right. This is the last one. This is from Liz. And then we're going to go to some of your comments on socials.
Yeah.
Hey, Omar. Loving the B team. Can you guys please play Eat All the Old People? Loved it as a high schooler. Love it even more now. I'm an adult type person who has to share the road with those who probably shouldn't be driving any longer. Thanks, Liz. Well, Liz, listen to two episodes ago. I think that's when I played it as a bonus track.
Yeah.
So it's on episode like 33 or 34.
33
or
34.
Like that. Yeah.
Yes.
So
that song is ageist. I will not have it.
it's one of the best songs of all time, but I don't think legally we're able to play it now. Or
why did we stop playing it?
I don't know.
There was some BS reason about
we probably had a complaint or something.
Yeah,
about
it was like violence against old people or something. I was like, what? All right, whatever.
Didn't make sense. What are you hearing in our socials, Dave?
Yeah, so on Twitter, this came from at, wow, what did I just say? This came from
It's not so easy, is it, Dave?
This came from us from at @crispy_McG. How did Kevin get the nickname the Duke of Tarzana? Do any of you guys remember this?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Kevin used to, when the first like Amazon started, or you know, any kind of like, you know, the internet started thriving where you were able to buy anything online, he would get packages. I imagine he was just like online just buying any kind of crappy thing. And on the package where it would say, you know, send to who, you could put any name on there. They don't care.
Yeah.
So he started just, you know, coming up with funny names. And one of them was the Duke of Tarzana. So we were like, what? The Duke of Tarzana? So we just thought that was awesome. So,
but didn't we bust them like did he bring a package in or something? Because he didn't give that information up willingly, right?
I remember we talked to Melissa about it.
Yes.
He would use the men of all men and just all kinds of just silly names because it would make him giggle. Like, literally, he was just giggling to himself. He's like, dude, they're sending a package to the men of all men, you know, just for him. And yeah, I think Melissa back in the day would tip us off to a bunch of good stuff. Like, remember, like, him wearing eye cream and all this little stuff. And
The pleather jacket.
So, yeah.
At Art Gomez 12. How many takes did it take to do the attorney
not
radio
so easy
ad?
How
is
many
it,
takes
Dave?
Does it take for Dave to read?
Listen, it's not my fault. They're bad writers. Over under 20.5 hours. Now, you do these with
Wait,
Kevin.
What was he talking about?
How long does it take to do the James Bergener ads?
Oh, the James Bergener ads. So at first, it would take a little longer. He's been doing them for, man, I got to say, like 6 months now or something like that. Both of them have a pretty good chemistry, so they know. That's the thing, is when you start doing these kind of collab commercials, it's hard because you don't understand each other's pacing, right? So at first, they were stepping in each other. They would have to start and reset. Now, I'm not kidding. Yesterday, I recorded it. They do a 2.5 minute spot. It maybe took them 4 minutes. They bang it out now. They bang it out. So when they first started, it was a little longer, maybe 10 minutes, and there was a lot of editing. Now they're pretty on point.
How about the 30-second or 60-second recorded ads that he has to do?
Kevin, unfortunately, has learned his lesson with us playing all of his outtakes on the air.
Yeah.
So now what he does is that he will kind of just take it in chunks. So there's no like stuttering or stammering anymore. So he just knows he'll like get through a sentence or two and then stop and then go ahead. However, with that said, in the recent years, we've had to do a lot more of these commercials. Yeah. So unfortunately, he's actually gotten better.
Oh,
yeah, he has gotten better over the years. Yeah, so that sucks. But cool. not that long. Those James Bergener, they get knocked out pretty quick. And then I just edit them down to the allotted time and then slap the intro and outro. And there you have it.
Word.
This is Dave's idea. So we're going to do some B-Day shout outs.
It's your birthday. 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 I bet you want to party like it's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
That's terrible, huh?
That was awful. Great. But I kind of like it.
It's something, somebody named Husa. Wait, no. SZA? It's SZA and Childish Major. Do you know who that is?
Is that like Childish Gambino?
I know who SZA is, but I don't know who Childish Major is. I just typed in happy birthday into Spotify. And
we can't get no birthday?
Birthday. I'll have that for next week.
All right.
But for now, you stick with.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
You were never paying attention.
Go ahead. Birthday shout outs.
I thought we were going to call him.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
That's all right.
I forgot about that. We were going to call him. We had that conversation about 20 minutes ago, and I totally forgot.
Well, it's Dave, and I'm here with...
Hey, it's DJ Omar Khan.
And Beer Mug.
And we're just calling to wish you happy birthday!
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for all the support. Thank you for listening. Do you have a message for all the B-Team listeners?
Always support these guys, Kevin and Bean and Omar and Dave and Earlug. Everybody on the Kevin and Bean show is always amazing. They're always so nice. I've met you guys. You guys are amazing. I love you all. And as B-Team listeners, we always have to support everybody on the show.
Oh, nice. You're so nice. So sweet.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
Sunday, I'm actually going to go support my husband because he's going to do a Spartan race.
A Spartan race?
Wow, that's hardcore.
Yeah. Oh, I bet he's hot then because he's all fit. Because I would never do that.
Hey, Diamond.
Yes?
It's Beer Mug here.
Hi, Beer Mug.
Hi. So your birthday is 5/20. How bummed were you that it wasn't a month earlier?
Oh, it would have been amazing. I mean, that's my parents' fault for phoning a month later.
Yeah, seriously, right? That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for taking the time out for our shenanigans.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday. And that was our birthday shout-outs.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
Ain't nobody paying attention.
Ain't nobody stopping to listen. Ain't nobody.
Nothing. Nothing with birthday in it. Oh,
well, 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 how do you say it? You're fine. Yeah, we'll you're better than that douchebag.
We'll,
all
right. We'll fix it in editing.
Nobody cares about Childish Major. Yeah. They want to hear
They want to hear some more beer mug. Come on, give me some more beer mug. Yeah, let's go.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. Take your pants off.
So much better.
Yeah. And happy birthday to former Kevin and Bean phone op Sarah Marzouk, who I think we might have to catch up with her.
Big boo, small brains.
Yes.
A.K.A. Miss Cleo.
Yes. Right. A.K.A. Miss Cleo.
Definitely. Definitely we should call her and
well,
talk to her.
Maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Is she a lawyer yet?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay. I know that she left for the Kevin Bean show to go study law or something.
Yeah. Still has big boobs, though.
All right. We're going to have to come up with another name because the member this, I think, kind of like for us, is kind of like, you know, things that have happened in the last like 10 years. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to have to come up with a new feature like Kevin Bean Super Flashback. I mean, the dudes have been on the air for about 30 years. And this is like, you know, stuff that we've never heard of. Okay.
Wow. I got the name for
okay.
it. Way back when, do you remember, way back when?
And there's the intro. So this is going to be called Way Back When, because that's how we roll.
That's never happened. I've never been able to pitch something like that and it being a success.
I didn't say it was good. No. I'm going to say that's what. I mean, that's how lazy I am.
You just straight out copied Omar's member this.
So, let's,
so yeah, that you heard earlier in the podcast. Hey, so don't take so much credit in it.
Oh, man.
So this is called the Wheel O'Hare, and I've never heard of it. And we're going to go through this together. So this is definitely old school. And this is, you know, kind of, you know, last podcast I was talking about the treasure trove that Lightning gifted us in this hard drive right here.
Hoarder.
And it says, yeah, hoarder, bastard. And it says Best of Kevin Bean, 1990 through 2007. So there's a bunch of
wow
gold, but there's also a bunch of turds in here. So you know how I was saying, hey, we could do the B team for another like 10 years?
Yeah.
That's not true. Because I started going more in depth, there's a lot of garbage that nobody needs to hear.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that nobody needs to hear ever again.
We need to do They Did This.
Maybe. And then we would have to do it like in small chunks because we want people to actually listen to this podcast.
No, I don't
because
know.
Because it's
man.
So bad. So.
I think people miss your fast forwarding, though.
Maybe I'll just like skip through it. Okay. all right. So let's see what this is. And it's labeled Wheel O'Hare Kennedy Poem.
Dear Kevin and Bean, good morning, gentlemen. I might as well admit right now, this letter is a shameless ploy to be chosen as a contestant for your Wheel O'Hare game.
So it sounds like it was a regular thing, right?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
My problem is dry hair. I am a basket case. In fact, you could use my hair to make baskets. If I were to write my memoirs, the book would be titled The Adventures of Strawhead. My hair is so kinky that I use a whip and chain instead of conditioner. So the guy's getting all of his one-liners out here about how bad his hair. See, when we do Wheel of Hair, we often say, don't just call if you have bad hair. Call if your hair is disrupting your normal life.
Yeah.
If it affects your ability to socially interact with others, you're the kind of guy we need. I've tried many times to reach you by phone, but without success, this letter is my only hope. If you ever decide to include letters in your selection of contestants, please consider this one. If my dry hair problem is not resolved soon, I could be cited by the fire department for being a hazard.
This guy is a jokester.
Sincerely, Taylor. And there's just one number, and I'm praying that Taylor will be either at home or work. Whatever right. number that is.
Taylor, we're calling you now, so stand by your phone.
Get off the damn phone if you're calling one of those 900 services right now.
Which we sense the guys like you do.
I know. Anyone who writes
Taylor
a letter
there?
For Wheel of Hair.
It's a woman.
Are you a woman?
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean. Hi, can we put you on the air? Okay.
It's a woman. Taylor is a chick?
Yeah. Who knew?
Hey, Tail.
Hello.
Tail, how you doing? How are you?
I'm fine.
What kind of a name is Taylor for a chick?
I like it.
Do you have to be quiet, or how come you're being quiet?
Pardon me?
Is there someone else in the house there?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. What were you doing? Just trying to start a fire with your hair there a minute ago? Or?
I wasn't a bit of a shock hearing my letter over there.
Are you guys out yet?
I'm out already. What is going on?
What's happening? What is this, man? Right? Now I'm just curious to see what it is.
Yeah, what's the payoff?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of times you write to somebody, they read it. I don't know why that's such a surprise.
It is an amazing new process that's happening in the 90s.
All right, so all this is true. You're a pathetic, miserable excuse for a human being.
My life is a joyless farce. Guys.
Just because of the whole hair thing?
That's what we like to hear.
Well, today is your lucky day, my little friend Taylor.
Wheel O'Hare!
Just
look at these fabulous hairstyles just waiting to be won on Wheel of Hair with your hosts, Kevin and Bean.
Thank you. No, thank you. And Taylor, welcome to the fabulous Wheel of Hair. What we need from you is just to reach up and grab that wheel and give it a little tug.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Jake or the Fat Man. Flea. Whoopi Goldberg. Hitler. D-Class Bro. Blossom. Jake or the Fat Man.
What is going on?
Whoopi Goldberg. Hitler. D-Class Bro. Blossom. Jake or the Fat Man. Flea. Whoopi Goldberg. Hitler. D-Class Bro. Blossom. Jake or the Fat Man. Flea. Whoopi Goldberg. Hitler.
Now, at this point, who do you want? You're hoping for Hitler, aren't you?
Well,
I mean, not that I stopped the momentum of the...
I got it. I got what's going on.
What is going on?
They're spinning a wheel for the style of haircut that this person's going to receive.
No.
Yes.
No.
They're trying to decide by spinning the wheel.
They're doing that on the radio?
Yes. That is happening.
They're not even using the real wheel.
This is like a
John Frost, right there.
John Frost produced one. Yeah.
Which is great, by the way.
Yeah, totally.
No, but it wasn't.
That's the only good part about it is the sound effects.
Wait.
Hey, this is a good start, too. This was on the air?
Yeah, totally, right?
Well,
I mean, not that I stopped the momentum of the wheel or anything, because it's going to land on the same one regardless.
Prospero. Blossom.
Check it out. Check it out. Congratulations. Here's Big Leo to tell you more about the hairstyle that you've selected, Taylor.
Okay. That's right. It's Blossom, the cute pixie-like girl. Lover or hater, we hate her. She has stolen our hearts at NBC. In real life, her name is Mayim Bialik. What the hell is up with that? As a recent guest on Loveline, we learned that she prefers a cream rinse to a golden shower.
If you got anything.
And you've won her hair. Take it away, Bean.
Well, we're going to send you to the phenomenal Beverly Hills studio of Giuseppe Franco, who, as you may or may not know, Taylor, is darkly handsome with his own enviable mane of long, luxurious hair and a charming display of street-smart bravado.
Muggs was right.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're giving it away.
Holy.
Giuseppe built the popular salon from scratch and has a current staff of 51, all of whom will be working on you at one time. And I gotta say, seriously, about this Blossom show, and I haven't even ever seen it, but with a name like Mayim Bialik, doesn't that sound like bad news your doctor would give you? I'm sorry to tell you.
Okay, come on. That was funny. Come on.
Oh, my God.
You guys.
You laughed too hard.
That was funny.
You laughed way too hard.
Yeah. A little bit.
I'm sorry to tell you, you're Mayim Bialik. it's terminal. We have a prescription for you.
The thing has to be cut off.
Well, things are, you're about to discover a whole new world, Taylor. I know you must be very proud.
It sounds good. I just hope I get the cream rinse.
Yeah. Well, believe me. Hang on the phone. And, we'll, you know what I
mean. All right.
Yeah, Bean. Yes. See, all right. Now Bean's making it better.
All right. It was a long way to get there.
Oh,
I mean.
My God. Yeah.
Well, believe me. Hang on the phone. And, we'll you know what I mean.
Tune in next time for another edition of Wheel of Hair, a Marv Griffin production.
All right, it's 8:54, and before we jump right back into some more world-famous K-Rock music with St. Etienne and Tears for Fears and The Cure, stand by, I'm going to get some patriotic music.
Is that crazy?
What is going on?
Is that from 1990, Omar?
Probably.
That is.
Probably.
They started in 91.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Right back into some more world-famous K-Rock music with St. Etienne and Tears for Fears and The Cure. Stand by, I'm going to get some patriotic music for this one. Oh, okay, because we need it for the poem? Yeah. We try and handle our pal Kennedy, who works with us here, we try and handle some of her poetry every once in a while just to see if we can get an insight, a glimpse into the type of a person that she really is.
Window. Yeah, for people that don't know...
this is Kennedy that was on MTV.
She's MTV, and now she's on Fox News.
Yeah.
To her soul.
Exactly.
If you will.
That is her poetry. And today's poem is especially good. We read it earlier this morning, and we thought that perhaps we might need to go ahead and read it again, because there might be... You know how you see a movie, and you get a lot, but the second time you go, you realize, man, I didn't realize there was so much there. See, I walked out of JFK the first time, and I said, man, there's too many theories, too many conspirators. I'm not sure I got it all. I had to go back just to make sure. And there's the same thing with Kennedy's poem this morning. Mm-hmm. I believe I got it all, but there's some details that could have slipped through. We'll just do this, and then we'll take a quick break, but see if you can enjoy this with me. This will be Kevin reading Kennedy's poem about Nelson Rockefeller. Maybe it's good I'm not married to Nelson Rockefeller. First of all, he's got so much money, I'd be tempted to spend it on silly things. Second of all, he's dead.
Yeah. Look at Kevin and Bean, not just doing a bit and going into commercials. They're doing a bit, and then they continue to just talk about something else.
Something else.
How long have we been trying to get Kevin Bean to do that?
It's about a year now.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, a year or two.
They used to do that.
Right. Oh, man. I want to say thanks for everyone who emailed me, Dickbag.
Oh, yeah. The vans are out and they're on their way.
Yeah, thanks.
So,
for the
support. Yeah, we'll have more giveaways soon.
Keep those emails rolling in. DJ Omar Khan. Nope. It's KRA. Nope. It's Omar at KROQ.com and DJ Sanchez at KROQ.com. And hold up.
The B Team. Yeah. The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team. Baby.
And beer mug at KROQ.com.
Yeah, that's what it was. Man, we're so not good at this.
We'll, get, you know, we'll get better.
If we cared, though, we would like stop down and reset everything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're just going to
No, you get us
take.
A one take.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I got to go eat lunch.
We keep it reals, man.
Yeah, soup plantation?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to the plantation?
Oh, I got my $8.99 lunch coupon. Ready to rock.
See, Sioux Plantation? You could have an ad by beer mug.
Dude, I'll...
Yeah, shut up, Omar.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Hey, what's the bonus track?
You guys will love this.
Oh.
Fire department operator 7575. What's the address, please?
16-12-1-1. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me. Is it a house, apartment, or business?
There's a house in Compton. Compton. Compton.
What's wrong right now? Right now.
I don't know. I just want the ambulance to take me to the hospital and that's it.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy. Homeboy.
You're a male? You're a male?
Compton. I'm a male, motherfucker. Yeah, of course.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to take my head and take my head.
You fell off what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
What? Hello. Hello. Too much information, this man. Too much information, this man. Too much information, this man. Hello.
Well, we need to get the information so we know what ambulance to send.
Oh. Hello.
You been drinking it all tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking it all tonight?
A couple. Hey, you don't gotta bring all that siren and shit. Come like quiet and shit.
Oh yeah, okay.
All right, home. Hey, too much information and shit, man.
You having any trouble breathing right now?
Hell no. Hello.
Any nausea?
What?
Vomiting? You think you're gonna throw up at all?
What?
How about pale, cool, or sweaty skin? Like you're going into shock?
But like going to sleep and shit.
What's your name?
Victor Fuentes.
All right, Victor. We'll be there in just a moment.
I miss Victor Fuentes.
By the way,
Fuentes.
You remember this is the unaired surprise remix that Kevin did?
Uh-huh.
And we played it on air and we're like, what is that? That is not what we were expecting.
Yeah, because there's a couple of
there's a
couple
a different
remixes.
One that
yeah.
This is the one I did.
Oh.
This is the one I did. Then Kevin did one. And then there was another one that a listener did. And then Kevin emails me. And he just loads it up in whatever replay machine we have.
Yeah.
So when Chip pulls it up, like she'll type in Victor Fuentes, you know, all the ones, and then he just picked this one, and none of us had any idea where this came from, and it was a listener made one.
Yeah,
and then Mike Realm did one too.
Did
That's
he?
Right.
Yeah, Mike Realm did one too. Yeah.
Oh man, when we did the replay or for best of or whatever, didn't we have to put the original one?
Like, yeah, because we're like, dude, that one sucked.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, now I want to go listen to all of them.
All right. Omar will put them all in.
Peace out.
Later.
Bye.